Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We will be reading select excerpts from our sources. We're going to be continuing with excerpt number 56. You can find the study material on our site and on the Arfut system under the study material button. You can ask questions on all our sites. Faith above reason.
Faith above reason, meaning that we replace the way we look at things from within our broken vessels to looking at reality at ourselves through the quality of bestowal, above our own quality of reception. Until we come to a state where we understand, we feel, we think like the upper force, we begin to live in the quality of bestowal. This is a change. This is a very special transformation. In a sense, we have nothing more to do than to just cross the barrier, the machsam, to start feeling reality through the force of bestowal and not the force of reception, and to rise more and more in this absorption of the force of bestowal and raising the force of faith above the force of our reason, and accordingly our force of reason will grow more and more. Therefore, anyone who advances in faith above reason also has a greater reason, and that's why they become smarter, although they're going each time above their reason, because their broken vessels constantly get renewed to give them an opportunity to rise above these broken vessels to faith above reason. So they acquire, as they make their corrections, also greater reason and greater faith. And that's how we advance. These two forces are what we have in nature. The force of faith is the force of the Creator, the force of bestowal, and the force of reception is the force of the created being. And the corrected, created being has to be made of these two forces, the force of reception, the force of bestowal, one on top of the other. And generally speaking, the entire method for rising from the degree of the created being to the degree of the creator, from corruption to correction, from shattering to something whole, this is the extent to which we rise in the force of faith above the force of reason, and you can't have one without the other relative to the created beings. The force of bestowal towards us is the Creator, but when we build the force of bestowal in us, we can do it. We can build it only on top of our force of reception, which is our nature. That's how we advance. So let's continue working with it. We'll have questions again, we'll have answers again. We have to go many times over each and every verse during the day according to how much each one can do it. You should take these verses and read them, try to understand their inner essence of the verse, try to have a new view on things called an inner vision.
Again, since there is a matter of above reason,
which is regarded as wanting to walk with the eyes shut, meaning that although logic and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages. Just as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality.
Because with the force of faith, we can understand what it's talking about. This is a perception of reality, of spirituality. It's a new perception. It's perception by which we understand the Creator. We can understand the essence of His actions. And we'll have no more questions. Because when we begin to relate to all of reality, at least to a small extent, like the Creator, the way he's looking at this reality, it becomes clear to us what's his intention, what he thinks. If you can talk about him the way you speak about a person, but reluctantly we have to depict it in this way in order to advance. So it turns out that only when we walk in faith above reason more and more, we adapt ourselves to being like the Creator, and we begin to feel and understand what exactly does He want from us, and how he understands and feels our actions. There's no correct language here, but at least in this way we can speak about it for the time being.
Yes, dear Rav. According to what we can understand, the essence of the actions of the Creator in faith above reason, how does that happen?
If we try to relate to all of creation with the force of bestowal instead of the force of reception, as much as we can, as much as it's given to us, then accordingly we can resemble the Creator, seemingly, in our action. For that we need to perform a restriction over our will to receive, to try and behave as if we are in the desire to bestow. Try and see how can we accept reality and the friends and the group. If we look at everyone with the desire to bestow, how much they love, how much they're connected, and how much they care about one another in the ten. And we try to rise above our will to receive each one's to such an extent that we feel ourselves as existing, as incorporated in one another, in one desire to bestow, which surrounds us and raises us above all our egoistic forms, that awaken in each one of us and in all of us together. We wish to be above them. We don't erase anything. We don't throw out anything, all those egoistic tendencies of ours, not in our hearts, not in our brains. We simply want to be above them. We're if we annul our will to receive in our heart, in our minds, that we won't know where we are. We'll have no reference for measuring ourselves, for evaluating ourselves. Whereas if we know where is our ego, where is our desire to receive livelihood from one another, I'm sorry, the rejection towards one another, and that above it we need to be connected mutually in mutual connection with mutual support. When I don't think of myself but only of the friends and each one in the group is doing it, then we're building for ourselves a new level of connection. This level is called the level of faith, of Bina. And there we can begin to assemble together our connection and build our spiritual reality. Okay.
Вы просто сказали, что мы понимаем благодаря такой работе суть действий Творца.
You simply said that thanks to this work we begin to get to know the essence of the actions of the Creator and His attitude towards me. So this is also connected to everything that happens with my will to receive, or only in the framework of my work above?
Вы сказали, что мы поймем.
I didn't get you. Repeat.
No, Rav, I didn't understand you. Repeat.
Анахну навин.
What will we understand?
We will understand the essence of the actions of the Creator. This is called, from your actions we shall know you. If I will perform actions of connection in spite of, against the actions of separation that I want in my ego, I want to move to change sides, to move to the Creator's side. Then in this way, I begin to get to know the Creator. From His actions, we can't attain the Creator Himself. We can only attain His actions, the result towards us. So how do we do it? By assembling ourselves in the connection between us, just as Kabbalists tell us, our teachers. They tell us what we need to do, and from this new connection we wish to carry out, we'll begin to understand the essence of the connection. And this is the form of bestowal. And we'll learn what it is, how it shows us, demonstrates to us the essence of the Creator.
Rabbi, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, è corretto relazionarsi al creatore in questo modo? Cioè, io mi relaziono continuamente.
To relate to the Creator in such a way, meaning
chiedendo per loro,
I turn to Him always and I ask for the ten,
posso,
and I kind of ask for the ten, but
anche quando
can I operate with the Creator persistently also when I'm not in the ten, where I'm alone? As if it's like a force that's always around me and I'm always talking to Him. Can I do such that way, or is it egoistic?
Always talk to the Creator, never disconnect from Him. Very good. Again, your connection with Him will be through your will to receive. If you want to have the correct connection, then you need to gradually try and enter into faith above reason, the force of bestowal, for that to be above the force of reception. That's it. But it'll happen. Another month. I can't promise it'll happen very quickly. The greater the soul is, meaning it has a strong will to receive, if it was an important part of the system of Adam HaRishon and it shattered, then it falls down deeper lower, and it therefore has a more difficult path, a longer path. That needs to climb towards correction and reach its corrected state. Hence, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater as well. And all the souls, all the important souls, the heavy souls, are they revealed. At the end of all corrections.
Intendevo che non voglio relazionarmi a lui semplicemente al di fuori della decina, parlo, no? Come se fosse qualcosa intorno a me.
I'm talking about the fact that I relate to him outside of the ten, as if he's something that's around me, and, but instead of looking at reality, at all that's around me, but rather to talk to him, I think that there's nothing egoistic. I don't see him. I see the Creator in everything that I do. He wants to know if it's okay, if it's correct.
Correct, but you... It's not that you're simply incorporated in the Creator, but you're rising above your ego, above what you see and what you feel in your reality. When you rise above that towards a state where you wish to understand, to feel, to think the way the Creator relates to that reality that you feel now and think now and are present in. That's it. This view is called an inner view. In this way you advance and you don't let go of your state. You look at the state that's above reason from that state. There has to be reason and above reason. Therefore, anyone who advances and above reason will have a greater reason because it has to be replace for him. They have to add more and more for him within his reason, and then he has to rise each time above his reason and try to reach the reason or the opinion of the Creator. The reason of the Creator is a reason of bestowal, and our reason is the reason of reception. And then in this way, each time we want to be in it compared to the other. Slowly, this takes months and months until those things are absorbed in us and we build ourselves. By that, we are correcting the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon, which was entirely in bestowal, but it lacks our scrutiny. It was without our participation. Over there, it used to be bestowal through the general bestowal of Bina over the system of the Ten Sfirot of Adam HaRishon, and we need to have the mistress have the mistress rule over the handmaid. And this is what we have to do each time. Each time. Meaning each time that I look at something, I relate to something, I need to try and go to the side of the Creator, the side of bestowal. How will I look at it? How would I be doing it? And this way, slowly, slowly, step by step, we advance towards the barrier, the machsom. And afterwards, we'll just add more and more to the quality of bestowal. We'll start to develop as an embryo. When we feel ourselves in the force of bestowal, which is the Creator, that we're in Him, and we wish to annul ourselves, all kinds of desires and thoughts that awaken in us, that as much as we can annul them as egoistic thoughts and desires and rise above them to the force of bestowal, the force of faith. And in this effort, we'll constantly have to be in that effort. This means that we're growing as an embryo, a spiritual embryo. But we'll talk about it more, but it's good that we're starting to somehow talk about it. It'll come.
Faith. Again? With the force of what does a person attain faith?
By exerting to be in the force of bestowal towards the friends and through them to the Creator. In each and every step of the way and everything he feels in his life, if he does that consistently as much as possible, he gradually comes to it and he does it. He constantly wants to do it. This is me and what I would do. How would I look at things if I had the force of faith above my own force of reason? And this way he builds himself in a thing and its opposite, more and more, all kinds of thoughts and desires, maybe even actions. And this is how he advances. Try to think in that direction and you'll see what's happening here is a very personal path. Of each and every friend is very internal, and they'll begin to feel that the Creator is arranging for each one of us and all of us together. He's arranging for all of us a general approach, and in it, each and every one has an internal, a personal approach, just like in our lives, in the egoistic world. Where everyone is alive, everyone is going through almost the same stages, but the impressions and the excitement and his thoughts and desires, each one is going through his own personal life. And the same is true for faith above reason. We need each time to try and position myself in a way that's opposite to me. This is me right now. And how would it be from the perspective of the Creator? I want to be looking at things from His perspective. I look at the group, look at the world, look at myself, look at everything from His point of view. I want to be like the little one next to Him, a child, and look at Him, that this is Him and this is me. And I also want to look at the thing itself together with him. Just like when we pick up a little child, we put him in our lap, we explain to him, look at this, look at that, do this, do that. We want the Creator to teach us in this way. No, hell, hang on. First of all, we don't disconnect from our will to receive. We don't disconnect from it. Because then you'll have nothing on which to build spirituality. We remain created beings, creatures. We don't float into the heavens and become angels. We build everything on faith above reason. First of all, reason. We stand with both feet on the ground. We build our spirituality relative to that. Otherwise, we become philosophers, psychologists, something that is not. We have to work with the matter, the will to receive. Everything is built on that. So when we speak of faith above reason, when we speak of spirituality, we build spirituality opposite to corporeality. Opposite to corporeality, you understand? Just like you have a certain garment and you turn it inside out. That's what's happening to us. Look at the spiritual partsufim, plural of partsuf, that we are learning about. We can't learn about anything outside of the spiritual partsuf, except the spiritual partsuf performs a restriction over itself, a screen, reflected light, and then it turns itself, inverts itself into bestowal, but from within the force of reception. Otherwise it cannot exist. On what? We are dealing with science, with the matter and the form that is formed above the matter, opposite to the matter, but always connected to it. That's why the Creator created the world to receive, broke it, and we need to learn both the broken form and the corrected form. And we are in between these two forms, and we build ourselves out of these two qualities, from darkness and from light, a thing and its opposite. And in truth, there's no need to worry about anyone. Sooner or later, more or less according to time, each and every one will enter faith above reason, the degree of bestowal, the forces of bestowal, which are the forces of the Creator, and he will feel and understand what is the true reality. But the true reality is built on top of our reality, of the reality of the world to receive. Then he will see how imaginary is our reality. The Creator created it on purpose so that we'll be able to get to know him on top of it. What is this whole thing about? We can't be like the upper force. We can't only be in the force of bestowal. That's the Creator. We can build a force of bestowal on top of our force of reception. That's why the Creator is called Bo'e, Bo'e, come and see, because it created the world to receive opposite of him. And then, when we discover our will to receive, we can each time more and more turn it into in order to bestow. It's not a desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is the Creator, but when we are using our will to receive like with the will to bestow, by that we resemble the Creator. That's what we need to do. And when we do it, we'll be inclusive of both the will to receive, that is gradually growing in us, and also the will to bestow, that we acquire gradually, and then we'll be integrated or incorporated with two forces, right and left, and between the right and the left, between the force of reception, which is what the Creator created in us and is revealing to us gradually, and the force of bestowal, which we acquire through our work gradually. Between these two forces, we'll begin to feel the Creator from within the state of the created being. We'll begin to feel the state of the Creator. And we don't disconnect from our will to receive it. It remains with us, otherwise we don't exist. But the form that we are making out of him is the form of the desire to bestow, the form of the Creator. This is the meaning of, and the Creator's name will be on you. Name meaning the behavior of the Creator over us, over the will to receive. And although inside, we become more and more made of the desire to receive. We nevertheless acquire the forces, the powers from the Creator, and we build from this will to receive for various forms of bestowal, more and more, until we resemble the Creator completely. Except the Creator is entirely made of the force to bestow, and we are the desire to receive that from the restriction over itself, and a screen, and a reflected light, and the force of bestowal above it. And this way, externally, we resemble the Creator. This is called adhesion. This is the path we need to go through.
What would you recommend us in order to actualize those you said?
To continue with our lessons. Continue with our lessons. This is the way that we need to go and to get there. I hope that from what's developing now in all of our world group, this is our path, this is our way. We need to not be confused. We need to adhere to what we're engaged in. You can read additional materials from Rabash and Barasulam. And this is how we will advance. We just need to first be in the materials of the lessons. If you have additional time, maybe we will be able to open up another lesson in the middle of the day. Or I'm ready for anything, as much as I am capable. But it all depends on what you want. It could be that it's possible to open an additional hour or 2 hours a day for questions and answers, or the other way, do a lesson in the connection between the wisdom of Kabbalah and additional things. Also Niv, which you see here on the screen, gives nice lessons, and have many others. You can know them. That's it. We have a team, a strong force that can do this, including myself. If you want, that's a question, the extent in which you're capable. But the morning lesson is the morning lesson. There's no concessions on that. This is something we have to continue with. Only what we can add. I don't know. It all depends on you. There are things that I must observe, even though I don't yet have the force of bestowal, which is food, sex, family, or relative to my work in the society, money, honor, knowledge. Somewhat I have to, in all those things, use. But in what I can decide my life is maximum in connection with the friends in the implementation of faith above reason. This is our approach to be born in the spiritual world, in the degree of faith, to rise from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. And I'm telling you in advance that it's a long path. And other than that, we actually have nothing else in truth. Because the moment we attain the force of faith above reason, fully, that's the end of correction. That's it. Therefore, we are already in the beginning of our way, although, but really not at the very beginning, where we understand somewhat, we explain, we talk about
from the point of view of our daily work form, daily forms.
I understand you because I was confused for a long time and didn't know how I approach faith above reason. How we break through the border, the barrier between the corporeal world and the spiritual world. Because the corporeal world is what I feel with my five corporeal senses. And in them, thank God, I understand and feel, and I learned a lot, and somewhat I'm well acquainted with it. But in the spiritual world, what does it mean, faith above reason? What is the force of bestowal above the force of reception? But as we learn, let's say, in the same, in the preface, or in all those spiritual actions, what is it called? It's called that you take the desire to receive, you perform a restriction upon it, a screen, reflected light, and we enter into the spiritual world, into a spiritual action. That is what we're actually learning. Also in practice, meaning we are constantly learning how to reach faith above reason, how to come to the force of bestowal.
That's it.
And despite the fact that we don't feel it, and for us these are empty words, but from this specifically we will understand that this is spirituality, the real spirituality, and that we're not gripping it yet, but it's coming closer each time more and more and more. And as much as we engage in this, even though we don't understand what we're learning, but slowly, slowly, by us mentioning the names and the actions, the spiritual actions, then just like Bar HaSulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, is it item 155, somewhere there in the end, that from this we bring closer to ourselves the upper lights which operate upon us and slowly, slowly bring us closer to those actions of
Bonsoir, Rav. Bonsoir, les amis du Kli Mondial.
Good evening, Rav, friends of the World Kli.
Vous avez dit qu'il ne fallait pas se couper du désir de recevoir. Est-ce que c'est la même chose pour la raison? Donc, est-ce que la foi dans la raison, enfin, la foi au-dessus de la raison se trouve également dans la raison?
You mentioned that we don't have to disconnect from the world to receive. Is this the same for faith? Meaning, is faith above reason? Can it be revealed from within faith, within reason?
We start from within reason and want, meaning within reason means in the desire to receive. And we want to come to our, in our actions, for them to be above the desire to receive, in the oppositeness to the will to receive, meaning a desire to bestow. How do we come to such actions? In the act that we do between us in the group, where we relate to one another in acts of bestowal, such that from these actions, by the reforming light, in which we have a certain sensation in the force of bestowal. And this is how we will start to conquer the force of bestowal, and this is how we will start to acquire it. This is how we will start to work with the force of bestowal and to place it above the force of reception. So we will be included from these two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, then between these two, we will begin to locate the spiritual world and be able to begin to work in a realistic way, to increase the force of reception, the Malchut, and accordingly the Bina, which is above Malchut, the force of bestowal. And this way we will advance. This is what we will learn about, and we will do it. This is already the entrance into the upper reality. And there we will discover all kinds of forms of bestowal upon the forms of reception, which is talked about in all the Kabbalistic sources. It's ahead of us. I hope soon.
Asia.
Asia.
Good morning, friends. Rav, thank you. Is Arvut, the Arvut above reason? How to strengthen the Arvut between us during the lesson throughout the day?
Arvut can be within reason and above reason. It all depends on which group you're talking about. That's it. If you bring your friends just from your work or somewhere to the bank so they sign a guarantee for a loan, then that's Arvut in the vessels of reception. If you want to reach spirituality, you must have a vessel, meaning a number of egoists who want to rise above their egos and to come to a platform, a higher plane, a higher foundation, which is upon mutual bestowal. So they need to be connected in spiritual Arvut. There's corporeal Arvut and there's spiritual Arvut. Okay? Okay?
How do we reinforce it during the lesson so it gets carried away to the day?
Talk about this. Talk about it. Agree about it. Try to find sources on the topic. But Arvut is the most important thing, because only through the support, the mutual support, we come to the force of bestowal. Because no one can be in the force of bestowal unless the others work for him, for each and everyone. That's where, why when we come to the bank and we say, I want to buy the building. Do you have money? No. So how are you coming? I have guarantors. They're responsible that I will pay. That's it. And then the bank believes the guarantors, the cosigners, that there's a lot of people that you can rely upon. And this is the way that we also come to our correction in spirituality. Only through mutual support. Think all the time how you can do that. How you can change your intention in order to receive, which is natural, and it's always in you without even asking, without understanding, without knowing, without scrutinizing. You're always in order to receive. Yes? That's called the evil inclination, which was born first. And then we need to beget the good inclination that will come later. How do we do that? By working on the evil inclination. Where if we deal with each other in Arvut this way, through the Arvut, we want to build in each of us the good inclination. So we address the Creator like to a bank, and we say, we want to build a building of bestowal. Who are you? What are you? Each of you has nothing. What? You have nothing. But we are in Arvut. behind me stand nine other friends of mine, and they can sign that I will be in bestow, because they will hold me. And I, inevitably, like it or not, am under their control, and I will be in bestow. And this is how we come to the Creator, and each signs for the others. No one can sign for himself, because he has no forces. Where does everyone have that? But to sign for the friend, he can. And this is how we reach mutual guarantee, mutual arvut. And then the Creator begins to bestow upon this arvut that we signed his upper force. What do we have in this mutual arvut? No one has anything. No one can pay a thing for the other. But the fact that we want in such a way to help the other, this arvut helps us begin to build a common building. And in this common building, no one is the foundation, no one is the owner of the building, but rather only by each holding the other, by this mutual holding, this building stands. This is actually the spiritual construction, where there's nothing of oneself, but rather only from being in Arvut and in the intention for the upper force. Which is why this building is a spiritual one. We will feel these things. It's wonderful.
What exactly is it about corporeal desires that prevent us from doing this or engaging in this work?
It's not our egoistic desires. It's the Creator Himself that's preventing us. There's none else besides Him. He is preventing us from being in connection, from being in Arvut. Why? Because by us wanting to be in connection, wanting to be in Arvut, and seeing that we can't, that we're not capable, we will inevitably turn to Him. And then He will do it, according to our request, where we will ask good, correctly from Him. When we feel that not just do we need Him to help us, as if we were without Him, we would be able to get along without Him. No. But all we want to build is in order to build a place for Him, as we call the Shechina. And then it turns out that we're working for Him, in order to reveal Him, in order to build a building, we call it the temple, for the Creator. Hence, we're not capable until we reach the understanding of what Arvut is, until we aim our Arvut exactly to the Creator, for the sake of us building the form of Malchut that's connected within Bina. And then it will be the place where on our hand it's in Malchut, but on behalf of the Creator, we're establishing it as Bina. And then it's called the Bait, a home, which is Malchut, and Mikdash, and the temple, which is Bina, the holy home, the quality of bestow. And this is how we make the force of bestow. There's a lot to talk about. This is actually the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is basically all we need to do.
Раф, след всички изяснения, които получавам от вас всеки ден,
After all the scrutinies we get from you each day, there's a feeling that it's becoming more and more difficult to reach common conclusions and hold on to the implementation during the day. What to do?
Continue.
And all our advancement is upon the difficulties, the questions. Difficulties that awaken, problems, misunderstanding, lack of feeling, all kinds of complaints. Well, so what? And nevertheless, we come to the next lesson and continue. That's a must. That's simply a must. Without that, we cannot advance.
Question from the friend. When a person prays in faith above reason for the friend, does he need to come to this prayer within reason, or is not a must?
As long as he builds himself without all those scrutinies, the main thing is the prayer. He should turn through the group to the Creator. Through the group that he wants to advance the group, to push the group closer to the Creator. That's the true prayer. All the rest is not important, what will be. As long as there's that tendency. Other ways, no, I can't say. We need to simply advance. As long as we are in the force of connection, in the force of Arvut, and to aim it to the Creator.
So, I imagine
that's it. The truth is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is not something so difficult. Just like it's written, whoever fears me and keeps my Torah, all the wisdom is in his heart.
Just
try to persistently repeat and repeat the point of adhesion between us and
the Arvut. If I have a feeling that the friends won't hold me, that they don't want to, and they don't love me, should I think about it? Or is it enough that I'm giving them Arvut? Is it enough to only think of the others, or demand that they show Arvut towards me in the tent too?
First of all, the question is very complex, and it's not so correct. I have to know only one thing. To the extent that I trust my friends, to that extent, I build the avut, the mutual responsibility. And I don't need each and every friend to relate to me in a way that he is really my guarantor. I don't need to wait for him to sign a pledge of guarantee. But the fact that I am responsible for them, by this you can even say that I oblige them. I obligate them to be my guarantors because the Creator stands behind them and He signs and He is the one who is the guarantor behind everyone and for everyone.
Next. Moscow 8. When thoughts come against spiritual work and I annul myself towards the tent, how to work in faith above reason practically? And from what do we build faith above reason now in the lesson? I know that every step in spirituality brings us to a state that
where everything that I thought was fine before becomes wrong again, because everything that was seemingly corrected, now an egoistic desire was added there, and it seems broken again in that place that was corrected. And that's why I have to constantly be ready that there will be a place of corruption in the place of correction in all its ways. So I have to be ready for all these things to be inverted every time from correction to corruption, from correction to corruption. And that gives me constant work in expanding my mutual responsibility, my support, my connection with the friends on a higher level, on a greater one. And I have to constantly understand that my support of them depends only on me. In fact, and not on them. Because behind every friend, as we learn, stands the Creator. And therefore, I, by signing the mutual responsibility note, so to speak, I sign it with the Creator. And then I see that the friends are actually not friends. It is a presentation of the Creator to me in order to tend to me with all my qualities and bring me in them into the pure form of bestowal. The bestowal.
Women, French, what does it mean to feel the friends? In what part of our feelings do we feel friends?
I feel the friends that this is what is in front of me, and behind them stands the Creator and the spiritual world. Everything is behind them. So if I connect to the friends, then together with them, by merging with them to the point that I dissolve, I can't shift to the Creator who is the same for everyone, one for everyone, and to the source of creation. I can't. So this is what we have. Again?
When I feel humiliated and left on the side by my friends,
through my friends, it's great.
How can I restrict that feeling and rise above it?
Because it's coming from the Creator. Between the Creator and I, there are the friends. So through changing my relationship, organizing my relationship with the Creator, I come to a connection, correct connection with the Creator. Questions? Yes, Niv.
I don't understand the question to begin with, that question. Why is there even a question in what deeds the Creator wants, the wicked or the righteous?
Why? This question is basically constantly in front of us, in front of each and every one, to do or not to do what Kabbalists tell us.
Yeah, on our behalf, I understand that there's a question, but why on behalf of the Creator is there such a question?
The Creator wants us to scrutinize this question and decide, do we want to do to observe the law of bestowal, the law of avut, mutual responsibility, or not? So we will come to it of our own awareness. So the world, so even if the world is not created in the force of bestowal and forces us to reach this way, we would still choose for the world to be created this way.
What's the main reason that there's a doubt that you do not choose the righteous? Why is it not obvious?
Because of our egoistic will to receive. Ask yourself, do you want the works of the righteous so everything will be in order to bestow? Do you agree with the Creator creating the world with the force of bestowal but making it opposite? It is all against our nature, which we, for the time being, reveal in us. So, who can agree with such a world? So, we need to really listen to the Kabbalists who show us our path. And then we come to the revelation of the truth.
And on behalf of the purpose of creation, what's better? How can it be that in order to reach the purpose of creation, the path of the wicked could also maybe be better?
We can't be without the wicked, otherwise we'll have no free choice. How can we imagine humanity that is entirely complete righteous? It'll be the animate level, corrected animate level. And that's it. We won't have a choice. So if you want to create a free man, to be a free nation in our land, then you have to give him two options, and he himself needs to choose. And here's the point. What is the free choice? How can a person choose this? Through what criterion does one choose? The form of bestowal over the form of reception, although the form of reception contradicts our nature that we were born with. So here lies the question that we have to scrutinize. This is why we have to educate people so they will understand that even though it's against their nature, being in bestowal is more sublime, superior. It may not be worthwhile to the will to receive, but it's worthwhile in the desire to bestow, because this thing is greater, more universal, meaning belongs to everyone. And it's just superior. What does it mean, superior? Where is the up and where is the down here? So we need to scrutinize all of that. Okay? And this is done specifically, as he writes in the title to the article, in "You have made me in behind and before, in concealment and in revelation." Precisely by revealing both of them consecutively, but they are connected, then we begin to discover which is preferable. Where is the preference in the advantage, in the force of bestowal over the force of reception? Let's assume we don't know. Let's say we don't know this world, we don't know the universe, nothing. Why is there a difference between the force of reception and the force of bestowal? Why is one above and the other below? Try to picture the world where the Creator has the force of reception and all the created beings opposite from Him. They are in the force of bestowal. So what would happen then? Why are you laughing, Niv?
The same thing.
Why the same?
Because we would still need to resemble him, so now there'd be another problem.
We would still have the same difficulty, right? So what do we do? In other words, it doesn't matter what you call it, force of reception, force of bestowal, becoming similar to the Creator. We would have to become similar to the Creator anyhow. So it's the same form. Therefore, in the end, at the end of correction, we will see that, as it is written, there was the bad never even existed in the world. You don't remember this?
I do, but it's not accepted into the feeling yet.
Okay, so think. All the bad was created only in our imagination, so that we would be able to distinguish, to locate, to tell the two apart. And in this way, we will feel ourselves for the time being as created beings, opposite from the Creator. And then we will play with it like a playground, just like we build them for kids. And by playing in this playground, it's a completely imaginary world. It's totally artificial. So by this, we will learn what it means to be on the level of the Creator. We will rise to Him. What's the difference between receiving the quality of the Creator immediately or coming to it from the opposite form? In the opposite form, we feel that we are separate from Him, different from Him, and at the same time, adhere to Him. And these are always before us.
It's clear that each one who studies wants a short way. So, what reason is there for us not to want to shorten our path?
Because opposite from the short path stands the will to receive and interferes a great deal with our shortening the path. That's the problem. That if you want to advance correctly, you have to make efforts. And making efforts isn't just about egoistic efforts that you make. You have to go against your nature. That's what it's about. You have to constantly work on connection with the friends and annul your ego and get closer to the friends more and more each time.
And what do you think in our tents, that we don't want to shorten the path? What, someone wants to make it longer?
If I make a vote now, who wants to be at the end of correction?
Everybody's going to want it.
Everyone will say they want it. So what stops us?
That's what I'm asking.
Mutual responsibility. We cannot be at the end of correction because each of us has to be a guarantor for everyone else in general bestowal for everyone and not think about himself. That he only has one duty, to provide everyone with the power of the end.
Me?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Clear. What is the point that we have to reveal?
The point we have to reveal is a point of the connection between us, that all of our hearts will connect together. And this point will be the true Malchut that will reveal the whole world to us. We need to reveal it. The point of connection between us, the most inner point that we're all included in, we disappear in there. And that's the point that reality will develop from. That's how reality will develop from it.
Еще раз привет, Рав. Вопрос от товарища.
Hello again, Rav. Question from a friend.
Какой второй шаг?
When we are now before each other,
What is the next step? What should be the next step? Do we need to come out from our place where we meet a friend?
If each one works in annulment towards a friend, the next action is connection, each one with the friends. That's clear that if I annulled myself, my will to receive towards the friends, and I'm willing to be adhered to him in everything possible, so I'm performing the action of adhesion in him. And by this, I acquire an understanding and experience and a feeling what it means to be in connection. And then we reach such actions towards the Creator too, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator.
Question from Kiev 7. What does it mean in the text to reveal to everyone the abundance of light that extends from the surrounding to the surrounded?
Meaning that we want to connect to ourselves the whole vessel, the whole world kli, all the souls that are in separation between these to those, to connect them all together and fill them with the Creator in the light of Ein Sof. That's what we want. That's our goal. And we, as a group of the pioneers, that are going towards that and drawing everybody else with us, the whole world, because we, like Bara Sulam writes, are in the last generation. And we are the first group of the last generation. That's why we are open to everybody. We're not advertising ourselves only between a certain population, let's say only in Jews, and not religious Jews, and not only men, and all kinds of limited forms. But because it's the last generation, because we're reaching the final correction, we have to publish it and advertise it to everyone. As it's written, everyone will know me from big to small, and my home will be the house of prayer for all nations. That's what we have to reach.
I'm reaching responsibility to everyone.
Again?
What is the self-test that a person in the 10, that he's providing the power of mutual responsibility for everyone? How does one measure oneself to know that he's giving the power of avud, of mutual responsibility, to everyone?
A person needs to take upon himself the force of avud and say that he is responsible for connecting everyone, that the whole world is actually his own vessel. We in Gemar Tikkun, first of all, reach, before the final incorporation, we reach a state that each one is responsible for the whole world, for all souls, for all the vessel of Adam Rishon. Me, from my point in that whole vessel, have to be guarantor to that whole general vessel. And by this, each one reaches the degree of the Creator. Each one. And in this way, we finish our corrections.
What's the right way to summarize a lesson?
The right way to summarize is, I think, To see as much as we are, as much as we feel more and understand the more, in the same stage we're going through, the more we agree with the actions of the Creator, that there's none else besides Him. And obviously that what we're going through is by His influence, by His bestowing upon us. We need, by everything we went through, to determine some kind of observation towards the future. As much as we see correctly through us, agree to the fact that He agree to be on the path, in this path, that there's no other path according to our reason, to what we're learning, not according to faith that we believe the sages, no, according to what we see in our world, what's being revealed from day to day, how we connect from day to day, more and more. And that from this we reach a state of connection. One vessel, one desire, one head, one understanding, that it's all revealed before us. We need more and more to acquire confidence in what we're going through, that we will also have it for the next stage. The next stage is before us now. Let's say there's 20 hours till the next lesson. Part of it we'll probably need to work and sleep and eat, deal with all kinds of actions of this world, but we need to try and not disconnect from the connection between us. And the more we can to keep going, even though it's a very small, weak connection, we still need to keep it and to be in it, to live in it. That's it. And even though there is a force of connection, we want to add the force of faith above reason to it. And to try and to feel as much as we can the force of bestowal, that we prefer it over the force of reception. We want to add it to the connection between us. That's it. All in all.
When will the Creator agree to build the temple for us? What is that point of decision? Is there such a point?
The temple isn't a building that we build, let's say in Jerusalem there, or it's not the matter of the temple. The temple, Bet HaMikdash, is our mutual desire that from all of the egoistic desires that each one feels inside him, it is inverted by the upper light to in order to bestow and reach the final correction, which is the creator. He builds this building. That's what's written, that the third temple has to come from the sky. In an allegory, they say it. And in this vessel, that all the desires will be in annulment towards self-reception, and in a tendency to connect, they'll be willing to be completely connected between them, and that the upper light will fill them as one. That is Gemara Tikkun, the final correction, and it has to be revealed in a connected vessel from all desires, meaning from all hearts. And that is what we are intending to take place, and we want to participate in building it. That's called the correction of the temple, Bet HaMikdash. And let's hope it will rise in our times, not with rocks or wood or nothing, only with our desires. That's why it will be entirely spiritual, and it won't have any corporeal expression, because we are all, and through us, will feel the spiritual reality that is all in a desire and not in matter of this world. That is what we have to get to. That is what all Kabbalists are speaking about. That's why all of our work also has to be all in correcting our desires and intentions, and not in some matter or corporeal actions. Yes.
Two more questions. You once said we shouldn't listen to our egos. How can I identify if what guides me is my ego or my point in the heart? This is a question from Kabir too.
Everything that is for the benefit in connection in the group is good and right and worth realizing. Everything opposite all the other things, only do them if they're necessary. That I have to correct them, I have to do them, I have to organize them, because it has to take place for my personal corporeal correction for now.
Final question from Hebrew. What is the advice to friends who can't organize their necessity? They can't make a living in a simple way, the way capitalists advise.
First of all, we have people who can maybe help, at least with advice. That's why it's worth turning to them. Again, I'm saying, you are not using our management correctly. We have people here that are like you, working, learning, studying, but they have experience in all kinds of areas, fields of this world, and they can offer you help, support, advice in what to do if you bump into all kinds of problems. So please turn to our management, to who, Niv?
In our famous mail, boardworldcli@gmail.com, here it is, and all the requests will be sent to the management.
That's it. And you'll get answers and help. And it'll be clear to you in which way to walk the path. I really recommend it. Our organization has to have more livelihood by everybody connecting and building our systems. And this is how we advance. Well,
good morning, Rav. What does mutual responsibility include so we can be guarantors to all the created beings?
that we can help them in any way towards Gmar Tikkun, and we build a foundation for the world Kli that they can incorporate according to the conditions of this world vessel. Let's hope they will feel it, understand it, and we will be able to give them such a place to incorporate in.